Hi everyone, and welcome to a Set in Tone special on wrestling, coming right next on Set in Tone. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Set in Tone. Like I said in the intro, it's a bit of a special to a lot of my friends who are wrestling fanatics out there. So I want to kind of touch on stuff that you are a fan of, but you've done something else and you've become a fan of a band or an artist because you've been watching maybe a film or you've been to an event and you didn't know that artist had put that track out, and it's kind of caught you off guard in a pleasant way. For me, this happened a couple of times. Now, I won't lie, as a person on this earth, I've kind of grew up, you know, watching little wrestling over the years and have come across some artists that I didn't know about, or they've put songs out that I didn't know existed. Now, a couple of examples of this would be a guy called CM Punk, who no longer wrestles in wrestling. He fights in UFC, which is a big sport. It's mixed martial arts, for those of you who don't know. He used to come out as his entrance music to a band called Killswitch Engage, and the track is called This Fire, which, those who don't know, Killswitch Engage are a heavy metal band from America. Kind of like a metalcore, so there's a bit of screaming vocals mixed with sort of like chuggy guitar riffs, you know, that kind of style. And this one particular track, now, I didn't know it existed. I knew of Killswitch Engage, they've been on radar for a number of years, but I didn't know this track existed until I was watching wrestling and I saw this guy coming out to this track, and it blew me away. It was fantastic. It was heavy, in your face, a lovely sort of hook kind of chorus, really cool. Another example I've got is a guy called Edge. Now, Edge is a wrestler. He's come back to the industry, and his entrance music is a track called Metal Angus by a band called Alter Bridge, who are an American rock band, and it's in the name. They do rock songs really well. They're a very, very good band, very talented band. Seen them a number of times, love them. And this particular track, at the time I didn't know who Alter Bridge were, and seeing Edge come out to this track got me into Alter Bridge. And it's a really cool track, powerful sort of lyrics, and the way the lead singer performs tracks, very powerful, and the guitar, it's awesome too. Couple of examples, a guy called Triple H, Paul Levesque, also known by, used to come out to a band called Motorhead, and Motorhead, as everyone knows, is a hard rock band from England. Play some great stuff, fantastic band. But it doesn't necessarily just have to be hard rock, you know. Let's be clear about this. A lot of these wrestlers don't just come out to heavy rock music. I was watching some videos on Facebook of some WrestleMania highlights, because unfortunately, because of the ongoing events of coronavirus, the biggest wrestling event in the calendar has been kind of changed. Not cancelled, but it's going to be a different event. Unfortunately, there won't be the tens and thousands of people watching it live in the stadium or the arena. It will be behind closed doors, which, unfortunately, is quite sad. It will give a different atmosphere, but it will take away a lot as well. But a few years ago, this video came up of a wrestler called Sasha Banks and Snoop Dogg, who's a hip-hop artist, probably one of the godfathers of hip-hop, was, you know, singing the song that Sasha Banks comes out to. So obviously these athletes are kind of inspired by these different artists, and they use that artist's music in their entrance music. Now, just going off slightly on a tangent, it doesn't necessarily just stop with wrestling. For me, I notice this a lot more in films, because films are another passion of mine that I love. I love watching a film. A lot of music from bands that I didn't know existed or didn't know put out has come across in films. One big example of this is the American Pie franchise, which was big from 99, I think, to 2003, I think, the original trilogy ran. And I'm sure that people know what American Pie is. It's a bunch of high school kids trying to find, you know, get laid, and, you know, just bumbling along like we all did in high school, essentially. Do you know what I mean? You know, trying to get with a hot girl or just trying to fit in society. And a lot of these films used a lot of what I call pop punk music. Now, pop punk music is bands like Blink 182, Green Day, Simple Plan, Weezer, Bowl of Soup, Less Than Jake, who were a little bit different to pop punk, to be fair, but we won't get too involved in, you know, that too much. But they were used a lot in these films. Now, I don't know why that is. I'm sure there's someone out there that's got the answer. But it just worked. It worked with the style of the film. You know, they didn't necessarily go with a heavy rock band, you know, for these films. They went with pop punk, which is, it's in its name, it's a little poppy. It's got a bit of a punk edge behind it. You know, it's music that's for people that don't necessarily feel they fit in or the way they look. So maybe that's why it worked well, because that's what essentially the films are. It's about not necessarily fitting in or worried about the way you look, or, you know, can you fit at an event. So that's one example. Another example I can give, I didn't necessarily find this band this way, but I definitely love the track. Now, Terminator 2, probably one of the biggest action films from, what, 1992, I think that film came out, with Arnold Schwarzenegger reprising his role as, you know, the cyborg sent to protect John Connor from the future. Now, in this film, Guns N' Roses did a track called You Could Be Mine. Now, you first get wind of this track, and to be honest with you, it fits so well. John Connor, who is one of the characters, he's the kid that, you know, he's going to be the leader of the rebellion to stop, you know, Skynet and all things that are going wrong. He is being chased out by a baddie, and he jumps on his dirt bike, and they're going through the streets of LA through these tunnels, and his mate's got like an old school boombox, and all you hear is Axl Rose's kind of whiny vocals of, you know, You Could Be Mine, screaming out, and Slash's guitar solo kicking out. And it just, for me, it fits so well. It's so good. And there's tons of examples, but I guess in this episode, it's kind of get people thinking, you know, what have they sort of been watching or doing, and, you know, a band or an artist they love, they didn't realise, you know, existed or put that music out, and they've came away liking it. You know, it's probably something else that you could say is quite big is the James Bond franchises. You know, I can't claim to love every James Bond song that starts the film off, but there's some banners, there's some absolutely great songs that people have done, and it fits really well with the film and goes hand in hand. And I guess my point to all of this is, it's kind of the way wrestling works. You know, these guys and girls come out to certain songs and it fits well and kind of gets you pumping. And, you know, like, blooming hell, Rocky, didn't Rocky do that? Didn't everyone who watched Rocky want to go out and run up a set of steps, you know, go, I'm the champion? Yeah, it's kind of powerful, very powerful music. You know, it does work well with a lot of different things. that you didn't kind of know existed. So it's a brief episode for me, I'm not going to lie. I haven't really got a lot to talk about. It's kind of more of a nod to a lot of my friends out there who are wrestling fans, and, you know, just say that, let me hear your thoughts, really. You know, what kind of, like I've asked everyone else, what kind of inspired you? Has there been something that you've listened to or been doing that you thought, oh, that's really cool, I like that? Because I know for, you know, sure that watching a lot of wrestling over the years has given that to me. I've seen some artists that I didn't know existed or did exist put music out that I didn't know was there. So thank you for tuning in. Goodbye, everyone. I will speak to you shortly. Thank you. We'll be right back.